It's a Rokan show with Anna Duplantis on 720 WGN.
Yes.
I find this very interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
That our medical director, Dr. Jim Adams, who also is the chief medical officer and senior vice president of Northwestern Medicine.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. But I think the more important title he has is medical director for the Rokan show with Anna Duplantis. Unpaid
We'd
position, as he knows. And I find it really interesting that he's no longer coming in studio. He's just on the phone, which tells me he's like all of the doctors in my life who have said, listen, we can't have you here anymore. If you have a problem, call the office and we will, you know, we'll figure something out.
Are you avoiding us, Dr. Jim?
Well, I just know to not bring my prescription pad when I come in to visit there.
Yes, exactly. Right, exactly. Or your stethoscope or any other kind of thing. Or sometimes I'll just take my shirt off and go, does this look funny to you?
Can you check this out?
Right, it gets very, very weird. All right, well, let's talk about something serious here, because this story has been pounding away now for about 6 weeks. The measles outbreaks, we've had some on the West Coast. One of the places that people are concerned about is in the Midwest, in the Chicago area, big metropolitan areas, because there's people traveling through, right? Airports seem to be affected by this. Now, I think one of the things that I never hear presented at the top of the telling of this story about measles outbreaks is that if you have been vaccinated, then you have little to worry about, right?
Right. Very little to worry about. But now we don't know everybody's immunity. The vaccine's good, but even if you've been vaccinated, you still have a few percent chance of getting it. So we need 95% of people to be vaccinated to really prevent any kind of outbreak from coming.
And what do we think we are at now? Do we know?
So I don't know. Now, there's higher levels of immunization in Chicago. I don't know statistically, but we're not at 95%. The schools are getting much more rigorous about this now and eliminating exemptions for measles and for other vaccinations. So they're demanding it, and that's going to help a lot.
You saw there was a statement from the city saying that exposures may have occurred at O'Hare. They mentioned the UIC campus, Millennium Park. When you hear something like that, what does that mean, exposures may have occurred?
Well, we had a measles case diagnosed, the first one this year recently, and when the measles comes into Chicago, it's probably going to come through O'Hare, especially an unvaccinated traveler or a traveler from another country or somebody who visits another country where measles is far more common. Coming through on a plane through O'Hare, taking the subway downtown, Millennium Park to college, the measles is one of the most infectious viruses known. If they pass by an uninfected person, 90% likelihood. It's one of the rare viruses that hangs in the air. Mm-hmm. So we really are concerned that people can catch the measles.
If you just pass by someone at Millennium Park, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah, if they're actively shedding virus and you just pass by them, you actually can get the measles. Unlike the flu, or other viruses, it's harder to get.
So people are wondering this. If you got vaccinated when you were a little kid and now you're 40 or 50 or 54 years old and 11 months, is that immunity hold or do you have to have a booster? What goes on there?
Well, most of the time it's good. If you've had two vaccinations, it's good. Now, I was born in 1962 and people in the 60s, a lot of times we just got one and not two, so you should talk to the doctor. You might need a booster. Or you can just have a blood test and check your immunity levels. Just you talk to your doctor about it. But people that have had two are generally pretty good.
Yeah, but it's hard to remember, you know, because when you're a little kid, you get them. You don't know what you're actually getting. You just know you don't like it. And then, you find out later. I remember there was a measles outbreak in the 90s, and my daughter was, in that. You know, she had to go make sure she got it boosted. She got the initial one when she was, I get that MMR or whatever it was, when you're like four. And then they were like, well, come back in because you just never know. And it truly is important because people don't get this. And the anti-vax movement, first of all, beyond being the morons that they are, dangerous morons that they are, and that's me speaking, doctor, this whole thing that went on the internet about how, well, you know, look what they did on the Brady Bunch when, you know, if you're going to get, the measles, then you just go to a measles party. Well, first of all, people always confuse measles and chickenpox. Totally different diseases. Chickenpox would be really bad for you too, but measles is deadly, potentially.
Yeah, and chickenpox in adults can be deadly too. And then if you have the immunization to chickenpox, you're kind of good. But if you actually get the chickenpox, it settles in your nerve, and it can break out later as as zoster and things. So it's really best to get the immunizations. That's the safest and best way. I wouldn't put the kids at risk by going to the chickenpox parties or measles parties. Just get the immunizations.
Yeah, and it's just it's a lung-borne illness, measles. It's not it does erupt on the skin, but that's the secondary thing that's going on with it. I mean, and that's it really is something to be with all the medical advancement that's gone on here, and then people want to stick their head in the sand because they just don't like the idea of needles. I honestly believe that is what drives 90% of the anti-vax movement, is that people are afraid of needles and they're trying to come up with an excuse to not have needles. And I know there are people who there are kids who get immunized and then they have bad reactions to it, or then later on, within a year or two, they're diagnosed with whether it's autism, but that is not related. That's the crazy thing about it, is you're just, by the time you're vaccinated, that's the same age group that within a year or two, you're going to start to see the signs of other kinds of things. And that's, correlation is not causation. And it drives me nuts when people confuse those two things. But then again, a lot of things drive me nuts. Doctor, I'd like to talk to you about that too. Get your pad out.
Separate issue.
On the issue of apps, I saw this story and I love this story. Mm-hmm. And I think at Northwestern Medicine, your medical staff there sees this. People come in to see their primary care physician, and they unfortunately have gone to a lot of different websites, some better than others, about whether they have symptoms or they've just decided. Because no matter what, you put symptoms into Google, and look out!
You never know.
Always ends with toenail cancer, no matter what it is, right? So the question is, are there apps that are better than others that people can check if they want to check on their own their own health?
Well, first, I wanted to agree with you about Googling symptoms, because I work in the emergency department. I'm an emergency doctor, and people Google their symptoms all the time and then come in emergency because it's always super scary. So that is very, very common and very worrisome. But there is emerging telemedicine technology, teledermatology, other kind of telemedicine, that responsible physician groups, responsible insurers are providing to patients, especially patients that live long distance, say from a dermatologist, where they can actually get care. And when it's conducted responsibly, it's a really affordable way to get improved access.
Yeah, that's good. Because that's a very good idea. And
it is.
That's where people, you go to all the websites that I traffic, they'll show you pictures of something, and you're like, oh, that looks exactly like what it is, but it isn't. The thing is that there's a big difference. I mean, trained medical professionals, when they look at something, they can tell, in a three-dimensional way what's going on that you can't get from just a picture.
It's very hard. It takes years and years and years, and artificial intelligence is doing good. But there's also a caution, too, because you do want somebody responsible on the other end of that. And it's ideal if they're monitoring you for the improvement or your response to therapy for eczema treatment or response to therapy for acne. But if you're worried about malignant melanoma, those teledermatology apps, it's great to have access. But if somebody's worried, go see somebody in person. Sometimes you have to get biopsied. Sometimes it's different. So these supportive tools are great, but they're not perfect yet. They're really new.
Yeah. Dr. Jim, you find that most patients in emergency rooms are good at self-reporting, kind of letting the doctor know the info or the data that you need in order to help treat them? Is that a problem?
Patients are, first, they're wonderful, but the best way to interact with a doctor is just talk about what you're feeling, what you're experiencing. When patients come to a conclusion or try to diagnose too much, then that's actually not helpful, and they could actually steer doctors kind of in a wrong direction. But the symptoms and the questions are fabulous. That's the way to go.
All right. Dr. Jim, thank you very much for being with us. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer and SVP, Northwestern medicine, mm-hmm. and I, and most importantly, the medical director of the Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis, and yep. he, like my primary care physician, has just recently changed his cell phone number so that I can
so
no longer
strange.
Get a hold
Isn't
of him.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's right. That's why he's not here, because he does, and he doesn't.
Oh, I know. And he likes us. It's just that he's not here today.
He blocked his number so that when he calls, you're like, hey, what? If this is like a fake number. Do you ever see those numbers that are like 000000000? That's his number. And I keep trying to call
How do you call
it.
Him back?
Yeah, it's weird. I can't do it.
The good old 555 trick.
Yes. My guess is you've employed that a few times in your life. All right, Lauren Lapka's got the traffic in just a second, but first, what's going on in the newsroom?
Rogue Congress briefed today on the increased tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
Traffic being brought to you by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.